CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. It has been a violent 4 days throughout France after a 17-year-old boy of Algerian descent was shot and killed by a police officer. More now from CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
The policeman who fired the fatal shot has been placed under formal investigation for murder. He has apologized to the family, but a statement released by two police unions, which called the protesters savage hordes and vermin, has only added fuel to the flames. The government has not ruled out declaring a state of emergency.
The boy was unarmed when he was shot during a traffic stop in a suburb of Paris. He was buried today. Hot and unsettled weather in many parts of the country could affect holiday travel, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
The threat of severe weather hasn't gone away. Rounds of severe storms are expected in parts of the Midwest and East through the weekend. The National Weather Service is also warning of hot and dry conditions in the Southwest, with temperatures well into the triple digits. Overall, more than 80 million people are under heat alerts nationwide. Add to that, parts of the country continue to grapple with poor air quality from those wildfires in Canada.
The Washington Post is reporting that then-President Trump tried to pressure then-Arizona Governor Doug Ducey to overturn the state's presidential election results. The Post says Trump also repeatedly asked then-Vice President Mike Pence to call Ducey and continue the pressure. Reaction from University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's really worth noting that Trump is still lying after an avalanche of evidence has come out showing there was no widespread fraud in any of these close states. He continues to say, sometimes through spokespeople and sometimes directly himself on Truth Social, that the election was rigged and stolen. It was not.
A strict immigration law went into effect in Florida today. It limits access to social services for undocumented residents. Immigration attorney Elena Santana.
The hospitals will now be required to ask patients whether they're U.S. citizens, and hospitals will have to report this to the state. To me, that is the biggest and scariest change I see in the law.
Veterinarians are now preparing to airlift an Asian elephant from Sri Lanka back to Thailand, its home country, tomorrow. The elephant has spent more than 2 decades at a Buddhist temple where activists allege it has been abused. The Thai royal family gave the elephant to Sri Lanka's government in 2001. The animal was then given to the temple, but activists said the animal's been mistreated and has a stiff leg from a long-neglected injury. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Walked in your door. Threw me against the is my kink after all. You're 40 years old. That's why I'm into this. Pass the blindfold. Not looking for a wife. Can think about me for life. While you save another dog from the pound. Gonna burn another city to the ground. Remember when I said I'm not your honey. Get me all your money from the mother.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's Mickey Sunshine, Best Dad. Love that song. It's pretty cool. Still come tonight on Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy Kane Rocker, our four-year anniversary rocker. Happy anniversary here on 92.7 anyway.
Happy anniversary, Jimmy.
I mean, Max Inc. Radio has been around for 12 years. So,
right.
But the four-year anniversary on 92.7 here in Madison,
right.
I'm particularly proud of because we get the broadcast of the Madison area. But now we're statewide. We're all over the state of Wisconsin, Rocker.
Yeah, we went from 92 Devil Radio 92.7, or talk radio at that time, through Devil Radio. And now the Civic Media Network has picked everything up, and we've grown statewide, Jimmy.
It's wonderful.
Local music statewide.
Jinx, you owe me a beer. Hey, still to come this hour, we got Jason from the Whammies coming in. Also, Josh from Pancromatic Steel. And then we're going to do a replay of the Devil's Lair from last week because it was really awesome. Gangs and Warner, that's coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. And then I talked with Peyton from Common Threads earlier this week. We'll have that interview during Max Inc. Heavy after 10 o'clock, Rocker.
Jimmy, formed in the summer of 2021 in Madison, Mickey Sunshine is a project that explores the inequality that women face, not just in the music industry, but all aspects of society. And with a sound that varies from teeth-clenching rage to ethereal shoegaze, Mickey Sunshine cuts through the noise. Here in the studio with us tonight is founder, guitarist, and vocalist Andrea Gonzalez-Paul and drummer Chris DiBernardo. Chris, Andrea, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us this evening.
Thanks for having us.
And also, happy anniversary. You kind of withheld this information.
It's a well-kept secret.
I felt like we were pretty forthcoming with that information.
I would have brought a cake. I would have, like, dressed up. I would have, like, you know, come out of it. We would have done the whole shebang. You know?
I'm glad you didn't, because I haven't.
She is dressed up, though, Jimmy.
I am a little bit, always.
You look wonderful. But if you would have bought cake, I would have just hurt your feelings, because the cake would inevitably have eggs in it, and I can't eat eggs.
Means extra cake for me, though.
So if you ever make me a cake, make sure it's vegan cake so I can eat the eggs.
That's good to know.
Okay. Wait, how can it be vegan cake and you can still eat the eggs?
Vegan.
Well, I mean, most vegan cakes don't have... We digress here.
It's in my head now.
I'll know forever.
But yes, thank you for having us this evening.
Thank you for coming in.
So, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Mickey Sunshine, tell us about your band.
Yeah, so my name's Andrea Gonzalez-Paul. I am originally from Detroit, former journalist, went into marketing, really flamed out in the whole career thing. and then I guess that's not entirely true, but that's what it could be coded as.
Maybe it didn't meet your expectations that you were looking for?
Maybe that's...
What brought you to Madison?
My best friend went to law school here. I was looking for change. And I started working in coffee shops and, you know, working in the service industry. Worked in a local Mickey's Tavern and the Burr Oak, and ended up meeting over here our drummer Chris DiBernardo. I'll let him introduce himself and maybe talk about the rest of the band.
Well, let's hear about the band.
Yes,
Mickey Sunshine.
The band. Let's talk about the band, Chris.
Yeah, so
we'll find out about Chris in a few minutes, but let's hear about the band.
Yeah, so when Andrea moved here, she left a career in Washington D.C. working in investigative reporting. Around the 2016 election. She came here and just had a lot of music inside her that she wanted to get out. Started writing songs, didn't really have a lot of formal training on the guitar, but just was writing a lot of music. And some of her friends just supported starting a band. Her friend Joe from Detroit moved and started playing drums in the band. Her friend Tony, who was a master's art student here, had played bass in high school and brought his bass and started playing. And Andrea's guitar teacher, Bill Dickman, was like, you guys should play music in front of people. And so that was the first version of Mickey Sunshine. People in that version of the band kind of went their separate ways. Joe, the drummer, moved back to Detroit. Bill had to take care of family stuff. Indigo, Olez Smith from Interlay started playing guitar, and I was looking for a project and joined the band on drums. And then after going through a million bass players for a while. We had Alex Kaiser, the drummer for Interlay, played bass for a minute. John Christensen filled in on bass guitar for us at a gig. Our dear bassist Shelby joined. She literally came to our house and was like, I'm your bass player. And we were like, that's incredible.
Do you encourage bass players to have their like a personal liability insurance just in case something happens while they're in Mickey
like
Sunshine?
Spinal tap-ish?
It is very Spinal Tap in that way, yes. Yeah, it is. But Shelby's a very strong individual. And
she also plays with a band called the Male Manipulators.
Who they're playing tonight. So if you're near the Rigby, swing by at 8. We'll be there after this.
Intensely intimate, X-rated, and explicit, the lyrics leave little to the imagination on purpose. That's your quote. Given your commitment to women's inequality, tell us about the battle and your mission.
Yeah, as a, like a femme-presenting person, I guess going through like the 2016 election at CNN was like very insane. I really wanted to be a part of these things I couldn't be a part of because it, and I guess I like learned that about myself. Like when I did journalism, like I really wanted to be an investigative journalist. I really like wanted to like help people through journalism. I grew up in Detroit watching like Kwame Kilpatrick, like, you know, be, run our city, like, poorly when we like needed a good leader, you know, like these are the things like I grew up watching television about, you know, like, so I really was like looking to like, I saw journalists as like heroes and like wanted to be one of those. And like, I guess I ended up in a situation where I then was like working in like a different type of news. I wasn't like in investigative at the time. I was in this like very fast paced culture, mm-hmm. where we're just talking about the daily stuff. And it was just really hard because I didn't want to just talk about the daily stuff. I was like, I want to talk about like, and also like, you know, what they're saying like needs to be explored more, right? Like
you want to kind of go more in depth, get more into the things that matter to you, but it sounds like maybe you're being pulled a different way or something like that.
In addition to like, it's not objective to me as a person in my personhood, like, and therefore like objectivity in journalism doesn't really like make sense to me. You know, like I like am a person who like deeply believes in like abortion rights and like it's so heavily politicized, whereas like I just see it as like healthcare.
Yeah.
And so like
we agree with you 100%, but there's a contract right here. We're unplugged from politics right now because Max ain't crazy.
Right. So exactly. So I'm just
kidding.
But you know what I mean? It's just like so like I wanted to be in the streets and like say my piece and like during after the election, but I was on a remote set at CNN like basically covering these events, right, staying silent in my person, mm-hmm. watching these people hold these signs saying these things that I believe in, where I'm just like dying to be one of those people.
You got the journalist hat on. You got to stay neutral.
But I was like, I have to stay neutral. I have to stay silent. This is my role today. Yeah. Then I ended up getting really sick and I had to go home and like get healthy. And my path took me away from that. And I'm really grateful it did because now I get to use my voice in a way that like I would not have if otherwise.
Well, I think that was a good decision to go to music because now you can actually speak what's on your mind and people will actually pay attention. Chris, let's give the drummer some, tell your story
yes.
a little bit. I know we've seen you play with Natty Nation.
Sure. Yes. So I played with Natty Nation from 2017 to 2019. My last gig with them was New Year's of 2019 going into 2020. Who could have known what would come next? But I currently play, obviously, with Mickey Sunshine, Mama Dig Down's brass band. I play with Don't Mess With Cupid, Kevin Wilmot's group a little bit. The Big Payback on occasion.
Oh, of course.
Gaines and Wagner. I played with Panchromatic Steel a couple days ago.
We're playing, you know, Gaines and Wagner. They were in the Devil's Lair last week, and we're actually rebroadcasting that tonight at 9 o'clock.
Oh, fun.
Yep. They were fantastic.
They're
amazing.
They are so cute. I love them.
Well, that's awesome. Mickey Sunshine, you guys have a couple of shows coming up. Monday, July 3rd, you're going to be playing the Forward Living Skate Park. What's this?
So this is sort of like a goodbye to Forward Living, which was a DIY skate park that was serving the Madison community for a while. There was a fire, lots of reasons why the place is closing down. So they're hosting an event with a ton of great bands. We're playing alongside Infernal Trench, Clean Room, Kaylin Williams from Weird Place, Friendly Spectres, and Interlay are also playing. So we're looking forward to being on a bill full of great bands that are local and supporting what was a great space. Nice. Sending it off.
And also July 14th, you're all playing with Jason Vargas and the Apollos, who I love. That's at the Dark Star Art Bar. Who else with? Oh, with Line, too. I'm not sure who Line is.
We had, I'm trying to remember her name.
Right. Maddie.
Maddie, yeah. Yes.
Now I remember.
Maddie is a lovely person. They are so cool, and I'm so excited. They've been one of the most welcoming person in Madison since I've gotten here, and I'm just like tickled to finally be playing with Line. So it's going to be a fun show.
Fantastic. That's July 14th at the Dark Star Art Bar. And your sophomore EP called Mickey Sella Part 2 is coming out on July 24th. You didn't sell out enough on part one?
No, we might not have sold out enough on part two either, so you'll have to keep your eyes and ears open for
part three.
We love to sell out, you know?
We have big sellouts. It's a three-part sellout, we will say.
I like that. The songs we're playing, these are all off of part one, correct?
Correct, which we recorded here in Madison with Logan Severson from Disc. He produced and mixed and mastered all of part one. Fantastic to work with. We love Disc.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Madison band. They're really stepping out, making a name for themselves nationally. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Andrea, Chris, thank you so much for your time tonight. Thank you so much for the music and your honesty in the music. We really appreciate it, and great to see y'all.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having us. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
We're going to talk whammies here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, another song from Mickey Sunshine. This song is called Road. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I promise I care less than you. True.
Maxine Gridio on Civic Media. We are local music. Mickey Sunshine there. Road is the name of that song. Hey, thanks to Mickey Sunshine for coming in, sharing their music and the story with us. Appreciate that. You can see them July 3rd at Forward Living Skate Park. Also July 14th at the Dark Star Art Bar on East Washington with Jason Vargas and the Apollos and Line. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, the four-year anniversary show. I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr is off. Tonight, we wish her the best. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. And the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen out in Sun Prairie. Love that place. Locally owned restaurant. They brew their own beer. They have a great menu. Got the patio with some live music. Get all the details at fullmilebeercompany.com. Of course, Atwood Fest is coming up at the end of the month, July 29th and 30th. These guys are playing Atwood Fest. It's Butter Brick and Jam Again. It's Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the spaceship.tv today. The spaceship.tv.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers. For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you?
You've got to earn it. Altered 5 Blues Band on Max Inc. Radio. That's from 2013. Though, fun fact, the Altered 5 Blues Band this past year, they won 5 Whammy Awards.
Wow.
They cleaned up, dude. I was watching it on the live stream. It was really entertaining. It was really cool. And
wow.
Every time you turned around, Altered 5 Blues Band was winning an award. And rightfully so, because they're so awesome. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Still to come here, we got Panchromatic Steel coming up. Josh is going to join us with that. A replay of... Wagner,
Gaines and Wagner.
We don't have that written down. I should write that down. But Gaines and Wagner, unfortunately, the Devil's Lair we had scheduled tonight had to cancel last minute. That's okay. Things happen. So we'll play last week's. And, of course, Max and Kevy, we have Peyton from Common Threads. They have new music. We'll have a chat with him, Rocker.
Jimmy, our next guest is capping a 30-year career in marketing, retail, and event planning, combined with 50-year run as guitarist in Elephonic, Semi Twang, and Plum Loco, to name a few. Jason Klagstad now leads the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Board as the president. It's not his first time around the block with the organization, but this time he's making positive changes to the organization that has surpassed 40 years in its mission to educate and recognize achievement in Wisconsin music industry. On the phone with us from the Whammy Guitars for Vets stage at Summerfest in Milwaukee is Whammy president and guitarist Jason Klagstad. Jason, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome to the show, Jason.
You know, Jason, how's the weather out there at Summerfest right now?
75, very little wind, sun's just breaking through. I feel a couple droplets. I'm just north of the ground so that I can hear you guys. But it's a beautiful day. There's probably 100,000 people on the ground.
Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect.
Well, Jason, you have a lot of achievements yourself. You are actually the holder of 4 Whammy Awards and in the Hall of Fame. For our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little of your musical backstory.
Well, I stole my sister's ukulele at 7 and never looked back. I wound up being in the right place at the right time. I grew up with a bass player from Tom Petty, Howie Epstein. Started doing bar mitzvahs with him at the age 14. But in Milwaukee, Jerry Harrison from the Talking Heads grew up here. I wound up doing 6 albums with him, playing with Peter Buffett and doing a whole lot of work with him. And then the real business of being in a band started. And I wound up in 74, so almost 50 years ago, playing with Bill Campling, one of the best folk artists in Wisconsin, Semi Twang, original founding member. Warner Brothers Act, 7 album deal, fantastic, you know, did so much good music with them. But then, you know, moving forward, I've been in probably upwards of 100 bands in Milwaukee.
Wow.
You've got to be in multiple bands in order to stay. We're like sharks. We've got to keep moving in the water.
It's amazing how I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I was just going to say, it's really amazing how you can hold all those songs, all that music in your head without exploding.
I was thinking about that the other day. Upwards of 1,000 songs across 5. So currently, I'm 71 years old and I'm playing in 5 bands. I just released 2 albums in 2 different bands, and life is good. Life is very good.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. Let's transition to talk about the Whammies a little bit here, Jason. First of all, I asked a 2-part question. Tell us a little bit about the Whammies, what the organization is all about, and what inspired you to volunteer for the Whammies.
Let me deal with the inspired part first. We received the Hall of Fame in the 2021 Whammy Awards, and that was for Semi Twang. You know, I deeply recognized who I think is one of the finest songwriters of our Midwest, John Seeger. He'd written all the songs for Semi Twang, and it was really good work done over 35 years. So we played the Whammy Award show as Hall of Fame with Kevin Kinney. A week later, our guitar player and one of my dearest friends and also a beloved producer in town, Mike Hoffman, passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it fundamentally changed my heart. And I felt that I had to do something to take that change and do something positive with it. So I reached out to the then president. I proposed a system of new ideas to rebuild and just change Whammy. For instance, we took the voting system completely outside of the Whammy board, and Broad Jam became our independent third-party And at the end of two rounds of voting across all of Wisconsin, we had 100,000 votes.
Wow.
Over 780 categories, and we didn't touch a single one and didn't know who the winners were until they opened up the envelopes on the night of the show, which is May 21st.
That's exactly the way it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Well, that's the way it is at Mama's, right?
That way. And that fundamental change right there made musicians go, I can trust these guys. Let's go. So we're raising money. We're going to be starting. We just finished, put the finishing touches on a scholarship portal for young students. And we're going to be reaching out in a couple of days throughout the state and awarding scholarships to young music students. I'm very, very excited about that.
Wow, that's a pretty incredible. Now, what do you see coming in the future for Whammy? Are you looking at making any more changes?
Yes. I already know where we're going to have the next awards show. It's going to be in Green Bay next year, next May. This is the second year down at Summerfest. We have 100 acts on a stage that's probably the most intimate stage at Summerfest. Mm. I want to expand that. I want to bring more students into the picture. One of the partners that we just recently started up with, Gathering on the Green, it turns out Guitar Servettes, who's our super strong, we are almost like 50-50 partners in everything right now. Well, Gathering on the Green also, we started talking to them. We realized that they are the same way we are, in that music heals. And live music, the community of live music heals even more. So they are supporting our Guitars for Vets Summerfest stage. And we're supporting Gathering on the Green, which is a concert that's going to happen July 15th and also 16th up in Mequon. And it's going to have Ann Wilson of Heart and also Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. And it's going to be all about the healing power of music up there. We strongly support that. So I see many more things like that that have commonalities of healing and music in our future.
Now, my band Iron Plow just played the Whammy and Guitars for Vets stage at Summerfest. You were just speaking of that. And, you know, people keep asking me, they're like, what stage did you play on? What is that? Tell people a little bit and give people a little bit of context about the Summerfest stage that you have there. And maybe how that came about with the Guitars for Vets. We got 2 minutes.
I'd be happy to. So I'm okay. We'll make it quicker. So, Pat, I'm an original member of the Guitars for Vets board. I believe in the entire mission. Pat and I talk constantly. We became aware that there was a lounge that was unused facing the lake down in Summerfest, covered, beautiful. We approached Summerfest. We said, we have a use for this lounge. We will put 100 acts. The first part of every day will be all students from across Wisconsin. Second part will be all veterans. And the third part, which is going on right now, is all solos, duos, and trios. We looked for a partner, and Gathering on the Green became our partner for it. And right now it's our second year, and we're just going to grow and grow. The Summerfest Brass loves this. They love it.
Well, it brings people in and builds that community. It's pretty awesome. Jason,
discover young bands.
And yeah, young bands. You get bands on the stage to get them to play music, which is awesome. Anybody can join the Whammies. How do we get more information about the Whammies?
Whammy.org.
WAMI.org. And of course, Guitar for Vets. If people want to get information about that, how do we do that?
GuitarsForVets.com.
This is so simple.
And
it's like,
Gathering on the Green is GatheringOnTheGreen.org.
Awesome. Jason, thank you so much for taking the time with us tonight. We really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
And come back again. We want to talk Mamas. Green Bay. We love Green Bay. We got a station up there, and we'll come party at the Whammies. And was that May, right?
So we're really, really quick. It's going to be at the Epic. And we will do an entire system of clubs for Whammy leading up to, so 2 days before. And we'll bring all bands from Madison, all over the state, up there. Let's talk.
Let's do it. Max Inc. Radio at the Whammies. Yeah. We'd love that. Jason, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Let's do some Jaden James now, Hearing Your Love. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Be strong at all. Hearing your love.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
So many days, yes, I've watched the sunrise. As I crawl through what's left of the night, can hear it through the breeze, morning melody for the songbird. We sat by the fire. Yeah, you stayed near me all night. You asked me to keep on playing, so I just said, all right. Well, a song to me is a song to you. Like that morning dew for the songbird. Make a sing.
Local music with the People Brothers Band, brand new from their Sisters and Brothers album. That was Songbird. love the People Brothers Band. You know, People Fest is coming up really soon.
One, two, three, four.
Get that information on the People Fest website. We got a double dip of Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts just around the corner. Plus Pancreatic Steel coming up. Talk with Josh. It's Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin. We're cruising around.
We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass? Or?
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
On Wednesday the 28th, taking some musical selections during the light lunch on the Waukesha Riverwalk. Grab a bite to eat from the featured local food truck. Enjoy a meal at one of the downtown restaurants or bring a lunch. Enjoy the riverside. The event takes place from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Thursday, Summerfest resumes for the second weekend of three. Gates open up at noon. General admission tickets start at $26. Summerfest.com for more details. Heartland's hometown celebration starts this Friday. It's full of fun for the entire family. Live music by headliners Stetson and Lace and Bella Kane, with opening acts beginning at Nixon Park at 4 p.m. on both Friday and Saturday. And Sunday, celebrate the 4th of July with the City of New Berlin at John Malone Park from 1 until 4:30 p.m. It's their 55th annual festival. Check out the details at newberlin.org.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kynard, at info@civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau.